Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Normally happens at 5, but today making an appearance at a very special time, just after 6, because of scheduling obligations.
Yes, the Top 5 at 6. I hope that doesn't mess up the branding.
No,
I know you guys are, you know, set at
very,
top 5 to 5.
Yeah, we're very good with the time clock and sticking to it.
Yes, don't blame me. This was not. I didn't come in and intentionally go, you know what, this whole top 5 to 5 thing, that's a lot of garbage. We're making it at 6.
You're not trying to stir it up. You're just trying
to. No, I'm just doing what
I'm told. Get everything in.
Again, I answer to the guys in the back. That's who I answer to.
Smart.
All right, let's start with
number 5.
Number 5. Conspiracy theorists, and I love them. You have your candidate. Hillary Clinton wants to end the mystery behind the secret government site known as Area 51. The Democratic frontrunner expressed her far-out wish in last night's appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
But I would like us to go into those files and hopefully make as much of that public as possible. If there's nothing there, let's tell people there's nothing there.
What if there is something there?
Well, if there is something there, unless it's a, you know, threat to national security, I think we ought to share it with the public.
Well, what if everybody popped up on medical marijuana and everybody gets paranoid? I would love
it. That's why I want more research.
Jimmy Kimmel is a huge Area 51 fan, apparently, so that's why he asked about him.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad Hillary had an answer for that, but really, do we need to be focusing on that?
No.
Who believes there's aliens there?
Well, I think transparency in government is a great issue, but I'm not sure that particular, the Area 51 is not where most people's minds are right now.
No, I've got a few other things on my mind. Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will. What the heck? Do you think there's aliens and spaceships in Area 51?
I think we'd be fools, I don't know about Area 51, but I think we'd be fools not to think that there could be potentially life out there somewhere. In the universe. I mean, somewhere. It just
wow. The truth is out there. And Anna's looking for it.
I'm open to entertaining that idea. Area 51, I don't know. I don't know what people are so excited about that particular place, but okay.
I agree with you. I think it's arrogant of us not to. But let's ask the young people, Anna, because generationally, maybe you and I think about things and we. But what about a Violetta or a Kevin? Do you believe that there are aliens in Area 51, Violetta? Do you believe in aliens?
Tell me again where Area 51 is.
It's in New Mexico. It's in New Mexico. It's where supposedly the government has been keeping aliens. Those are space people.
Right. No, I know those.
People from
Martians,
space.
Right?
Could be from Mars. Could be from any other planet. You name it. Could be from another galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Well, that's very on the fence. I like that definitive answer. Thank you.
They might have already had a Facebook page or a Twitter account if they existed. Or
no, they're being held captive.
Yeah,
they're being. Judy, you're a news person. Have you investigated this Area 51 nonsense? And I call it nonsense.
Yes, it is all true.
It is all true. Very good. All right, Judy has weighed in.
There's
it is all
answer.
True.
That's, only the facts.
That's all we need.
Of course,
well, thank
it's
you
true.
Very much. Of course. Why wouldn't it be true?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Can you disprove it? No, I don't think you can.
Well, don't get so defensive. Just because you have
Judy.
Just because you have a crazy alien concession stand somewhere in New Mexico where you're selling T-shirts with big green heads on it.
I might have dated a few aliens in my time.
That I don't doubt.
I know I did.
As long as you didn't marry them.
That's right.
Right. You date them and then you tag them and send them out for further observation.
That's right. They're at Area 51 right now, potentially, which is why I don't care what happens over
there.
That's
right. That's why Hillary wants to investigate to find all your ex-aliens. Hey, look what time it is.
Number 4.
I like the new orange. Samuelson.
Orion's voicing the top
wow.
5 at 5 just
I like
takes
very
on a
much.
Whole new impact.
It does. It seems like I should treat it with much more respect.
Mm-hmm.
I probably
feel
won't.
That way.
A CNN debate between Adriana Cohen, who is a Trump supporter, and former Ted Cruz communications director Amanda Carpenter went off the rails today when the Trump supporter suddenly accused Carpenter of having an illicit affair with her former boss.
Adriana, are you ready for Trump to move on from this feud?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should move on. Where we should move to is the National Enquirer story that has reported that Ted Cruz has allegedly had affairs with at least 5 mistresses, including you've been named, Amanda.
I'm sorry. I don't think that's
like
moving on at all, Adriana.
No, well, I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to call Donald Trump's character into question, I would like Ted Cruz to issue a statement whether or not the National Enquirer story is true, that he has had affairs with many women, including you were named, Amanda. Will you denounce this story, or will you confirm it?
Wow. The beans have been spilled.
It's getting kind of ugly. I mean, it's sad that this is where the election is going, right?
Did you doubt, though, that it would come to this? After everything that's happened up to this point, does this shock you at all?
I guess I didn't. You know, Wifegate between Trump and Cruz
eventually,
you know, came to this where, there, you know, a National Enquirer article, true or not true. It sort of feels a little bit like a distraction in a lot of ways.
Of course it is.
From the real issues. And it is dominating the headlines today on social media. This is one of the trending topics, National Enquirer, and whether or not the Cruz sex scandal is real. Ted Cruz has come out to say, no, there's absolutely, these are all lies. And until it's proven otherwise, I guess we have to treat it that way and focus on what really matters.
Yeah, that's a lovely thought. So far, it has not been the case.
I know it won't happen, but it's like
it should.
An important time.
Right? Yes.
It's an important time in this political process. And the fact that we've spent the last week talking about Wifegate and now mistresses, it's sort of distracting.
Well, the good news is we have a bonus cut.
Oh, we do?
Oh, sure.
From one of the alleged mistresses?
Somebody's talking about something illicit.
I mean, what's out there is tabloid trash. If someone wants to comment on it, they can talk to my lawyer. It is categorically false. You should be ashamed for spreading this kind of smut. Donald Trump supporters should be held to account for it.
I will not be intimidated.
I will continue to make my thoughts known about Donald Trump, and I am not backing down.
Hey, guys, let me just do this.
Because I've spent now two shows talking about this back and forth. You're right. Let me do this. I'm going to be much more comfortable talking about a National Enquirer report when CNN has done some reporting on that topic.
Wow, the ladies have their hackles up, and I don't blame them, you know? But if this, again,
it's tough to be named in that if it's not true.
Oh, sure. I can't imagine the
now their entire
harm to your
professional
reputation.
Careers are just being dragged into this being a defensive approach to is it true or isn't it?
Before we go to traffic, though, you've been in the news business long enough, Anna, to remember when a National Enquirer report was completely brushed off as
it was discarded
nothing.
Or just trash or just a way to sell papers, and then they broke the John Edwards mistress and love child case, and they were nominated for a Pulitzer for that reporting, and it turned out to be true, right?
Yeah.
So they earned some credibility, and yet they still live in that ethically murky territory of paying for sources,
right?
And it's a totally different journalistic standards, and so you wonder how much of it is true and how much of it isn't.
Well, we'll see on Monday when we're back together if this has been things have gone a little further, because you mentioned this before as we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
A holiday weekend is a great time for things to come out that people don't want a lot of attention to.
It's a wonderful time. And in the news business for so many years, you realize that a Friday is typically when you dump the things that people don't really, you know, won't be perceived or received necessarily very well. And so that's a great time. And now it's a holiday weekend. You magnify that even more. So sometimes, just in my experience, this is when those types of things happen. Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Right.
Now the top five at six.
The top five at six continues, and we've been flapping our gums. We got to get to it.
Number three.
Thank you, Orion. Marcella Raymond has been a dedicated reporter at WGN TV for 18 years. Yes, she has. But recently, she received a letter from a viewer that criticized her weight. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. After sharing the letter on her Facebook page, it soon went viral. She discussed her reaction on WGN Morning News.
Why are you contacting me out of quote-unquote concern and writing a passive-aggressive letter saying I'm basically going to lose my job because I'm fat? You know, it's just, it's unbelievable to me in this day and age. And maybe we just haven't evolved as much as I like to think, but that, you know, there's just this whole sexism, ageism. I mean, I'm 50 years old. You know, I'm not going to look like I did when I was 23, and I can't compete with those girls.
Right.
And it's just not, it's not feasible. It's not, you know, I can't do it. I just can't. I would spend my entire life doing that. And I have other better, important things to do.
Yeah, tell that troll to pound sand, basically.
I haven't been on TV for a long time. I can tell you that for women, from my experience, the emails and letters you get 75 to 80% are appearance-based.
Yeah.
25% maybe are content-based, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's what the percentage would be for men. Probably nowhere near
I'd imagine
that.
It's sort of flipped a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just a little. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate.
Number two.
Yes, I love the way Orion says
He's
two.
Great at it.
Ben Affleck was on with Jimmy Fallon to discuss his new film, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, which just hit theaters last night with early showings and is now playing all over the world in 65 countries on 35,000 screens beginning today. Yet, despite the incredible anticipation for the film and the fact that these two superheroes, Batman and Superman, are the most iconic and most popular DC characters out there, Batman vs. Superman has not been receiving much critical praise. Fallon didn't focus on the negative reviews that Batman vs. Superman had gotten. When he spoke with Affleck last night, instead, he referenced articles that praised the actor's performance.
Well, it must be exciting, and you're getting critical praise as well. I want to say, Richard Roper in the Chicago Sun-Times said there's not a moment when you don't believe Affleck is Bruce Wayne. Comicbook.com, where you go, wait, that's the, they said Affleck is the greatest on-screen Batman.
Dude, don't thank
you. Not too shabby.
Please.
Not bad.
Scare people into thinking this is a critical film. We're not going through the film critics circle or it's an audience movie.
Yeah.
People are actually like this movie.
And it'll do very well.
Oh, it's going to do huge,
explained to us
huge
just
money.
Moments ago.
I can't wait to see it. I'm going on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see it in the IMAX as Rich recommends. I'm having a good time. I don't care. I rarely, if ever, listen to critics. I read them. But then if I want to see a movie, I'm seeing it no matter what they say.
Sure. And there are ways to enjoy a movie that doesn't get critical acclaim. It happens all the time.
A lot of great movies are not critics' favorites. All right. We've been moving along. So let's say it's time for
number one.
Wow. Did Orion do a little dance with you?
Pleased to meet you.
Salsa.
Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature.
Even before Keith Richards hits the first chord in Havana tonight, the Rolling Stones are on course to make musical history with a massive gig that aims to cement socialist Cuba's opening to the capitalist world. The free concert by one of the planet's richest bands is expected to attract more than 200,000 diehard fans and curious spectators to a field outside the Ciudad Deportiva de La Habana baseball stadium for an event that may go on record as the biggest concert ever seen on the island. Hopefully my Spanish was not
Perfecto.
Too offensive. I should have pre-read. I was not told that there was going to be Espanol in the top five at five.